Brings us to H. This is consideration of a variance request for SEDC and Chris Bergman. So we'll turn it over to Mr. Smith. What, Rod convince you to do the next one too, Jerry? Is that why you're staying up there? Go ahead, Dave.
Good evening. The item up, the variance request up in front of you tonight is for Chris Bergman, Scooptown Car Wash. It's going to be located at lot J6-2 in Block F of the Glover's Second Edition, which, those of you who don't know, it's the property next to where the Knuckle Brewing Company is being constructed now. The applicant is requesting a 10-foot variance to the 15-foot rear setback and a 5-foot variance to the 35-foot front setback to account for the footprint of the two external car wash bays on the north and south end of the building. The car wash would have five wash bays, two automatic and three manual, an external motorcycle wash bay, a self-service pet wash station inside, and then an external RV wash bay, which will also have an RV dump station. Self-service vacuums are also going to be available on the west end of the property. The property is currently owned by the Sturgis Economic Development Corporation, who intends to sell lot J6-2 to the applicant, Chris Bergman. And the property is currently zoned highway service, and car washes are an allowable use in this zone. Seven official notifications were sent out to surrounding landowners. Five were returned as approval. We had two with no response. The three properties within a notification, there are three properties within a notification zone that have a 0% assessed value, including two churches and a utility company. The Planning Commission reviewed this request April 23rd at a special meeting and voted 4-1 to recommend approval of the variance request of the setbacks. City staff recommends that the City Council approve the request, as staff believes the development of the property will provide a quantifiable benefit to the city and the community. Additional staff comments have been provided in the attached findings report. Also included in the report is a letter of support from the Sturgis Economic Development Corporation. Are there any questions?
Anything from council for Dave at this point? How about public input on this matter? Is there a motion? We have a first by Rhea to approve, I assume.
Second it.
A second by Ron. Any last discussion?
As soon as possible.
Going to be built as soon as possible, for sure. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no. That motion carries. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Subset I is resolution 2019-34. This is a street closure, and I'll turn it over to you, Rod.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The Community Center is partnering with the girls' basketball program. We're putting on a 3-on-3 tournament on June 1st. It's going to be adult division and youth divisions on that day. So we're requesting a street closure on Harley-Davidson Way. We'd like to put four portable courts into that area where we want to close. We purchased four portable hoops, so hopefully it'll be a good event. So, and the money, that's all the proceeds will go to the girls' basketball program as a fundraiser for them. So the Community Center is just going to help out and partner with them to hopefully make this possible. Also, they're requesting 6 bleachers, 10 picnic tables, 30 crowd patrol control panels, 20 garbage totes, and maybe the sound system as well. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Yep, both sides. Yep, we're going to put two on north of Main Street and two on south. So, hopefully the crowd panels, and plus I know the girls' basketball program is going to be helping out with all the girls and all stuff like that. And so, yep.
Your concern, Terry, is when they're crossing Main Street. And yes. Yeah.
They're going to be north and south. That's a plan. That's right. Hopefully. Yep. And it's like, say it's our first year. So hopefully we'll see how it goes, but hopefully it'll be a bigger event next year. Maybe we can do a Friday night and a Saturday thing or something like that. So, but yep.
Any questions, discussion further from council? Got a first by Terry. We got a second by Steve. How about public input on this matter? Questions, comments, concerns for use of city properties. Actually, street closure is the resolution. None being heard. We have a first and second on the floor. All in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries, and good
Thank
luck,
you.
Rod.
Thanks. All right, thanks.
This is item 11. This is final adjournment of the 2018-2019 council session, which brings us to new business. Call to order of the 2019-2020 council session. First item is oath of office for the new council. So, Mr. Barnier, we got a microphone for you. Are we doing these individually? Is that the plan? You want me to go first?
Sure. Fine, Mr. Mayor. I think that works better. I mean, you went through the election. Ready? Right hand raised, please. I, Mark Carstensen.
I, Mark Carstensen.
Having been elected to the office of mayor. Within and for said city of Sturgis, do solemnly swear that I will uphold the Constitution of the United States, Constitution and codified laws of the state of South Dakota, and the ordinances of the city of Sturgis. I will faithfully and impartially, to the best of my knowledge and ability, perform all duties of my said office for the city of Sturgis. Well, if it's alphabetical, then I guess it's Mr. Anderson. That's right. I, Jason Anderson, having been elected to the office of Alderperson, Ward 3, within and for said city of Sturgis, do solemnly swear that I will uphold Constitution of the United States, Constitution and codified laws of the state of South Dakota, and the ordinances of the city of Sturgis. I will faithfully and impartially, to the best of my knowledge and ability, perform all duties of my said office for the city of Sturgis. Congratulations. I think it's where you want to stand, Mr. Bichon. You're set? All right. I'm Mike Bichon, Alderperson for Ward 1, within and for said city of Sturgis. Do solemnly swear That I will uphold the Constitution of the United States, Constitution and codified laws of the state of South Dakota, and the ordinances of the city of Sturgis. I will faithfully and impartially, to the best of my knowledge and ability, perform all duties of my said office for the city of Sturgis. Mr. Kessler. I, Steve Kessler, alderperson, Ward 4, in and for said city of Sturgis, do solemnly swear that I will uphold the Constitution of the United States, Constitution and codified laws of the state of South Dakota, and the ordinances of the city of Sturgis. I will faithfully and impartially, to the best of my knowledge and ability, perform all duties of my said office for the city of Sturgis. I, David Martinson, having been elected to the office of alderperson, Ward 2, within and for said city of Sturgis, do solemnly swear that I will uphold the Constitution of the United States, Constitution and codified laws of the state of South Dakota, and the ordinances of the city of Sturgis. I will faithfully and impartially, to the best of my knowledge and ability, perform all duties of my said office for the city of Sturgis. Congratulations, David.
All right, thanks, Greg. Congratulations, everyone, and I look forward to another good year with Council working hard and creating a better community. Next item is election of Council President. I would open the floor for nominations for Council President. We have a first by Rhea nominating David Martinson.
I'd second.
We have a second by Becca. We have a first by Terry to nominate Mike Bashan as Council President. We have a second by Jason. Any other nominations? None being heard. At this point, Faye will pass out some ballots. So our elected council president for the 2019-2020 council session is David Martinson. So brings us to item D. This is election of council vice president.
I would nominate Terry Kessler.
We got a first by Ron to nominate Terry Kessler. We got a second by Mike. Any other nominations for vice president? None being heard. Won't need to vote, and Terry is our vice president.